Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Friday. Liverpool playing Shrewsbury this weekend. Jurgen Klopp has done his pre-match press conference, which we'll talk you through in a second. But first, we are brought to you in association with us. TheRedMenTV.com is our website where all of our free content lives, so much great written content as well, but we also have an additional subscription service where you can get extra content both in video and in podcast form as well. That includes full interviews with the likes of Jurgen Klopp, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Jordan Henderson, Lucas Leiva, Liverpool legends, past, present and future, and every single angle of the world's greatest football club covered on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis throughout what is probably going to be the greatest season in Liverpool's history. Perfect time to sign up. It's completely free for the first month. You get to try out all the content and see how it fits with you. And if you're listening on the podcast version of this show, don't worry, you can get it in your native podcast app as well. So yeah, you can have a seamless Red Men TV experience everywhere you go. You think I wrote that? I'm quite pleased with that one that came out.
It sounds better every time you say it.
Totally off the cuff. I mean, I've been saying it for 10 years now. Right, Jack Gill joins me for this one. We're going to go through the press conference and the stuff about Kylian Mbappe, which we'll come to a little bit later on, because just like to draw out the suspense on the absolute nonsense. What's interesting to take from this, Jack, just as a top line, something you brought up to me before, the press conference is weirdly placed. They obviously have to fit it in somewhere, but Klopp hadn't had any of his medical reports. He'd not done any of his tactical work on Shrewsbury yet. He said, when I'm finished here, I'm going to go away and start looking at Shrewsbury, and then I'm going to get the medical reports on where the players are up to. So a lot of the stuff we've got from here is reading between the lines to kind of get a clearer picture of what it's likely to do, which is good for you, because obviously you're doing the start 11 prediction today. Good luck with that one. One thing we do know, Adrian will be starting in goal.
Yeah, well, last night after the game, Klopp didn't even know who Shrewsbury were. He called them Gooseberry, didn't he? So that says it all. Going into the press conference, he said he hadn't even looked at Shrewsbury yet. He didn't even know what sort of team they play. Seems to know very little about them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have to place it on a Friday, really. Lots of games on tomorrow. Yeah. Journalists elsewhere. We know Adrian's starting. That's the one thing we know. But it sounds like he doesn't know any positions himself yet. And it was a press conference where I think the journalists went in and went out knowing exactly the same that they knew as they went in the door.
Yeah, what I enjoyed was, because I watched it live, and I don't know whether Liverpool will cut this out after the fact, but he's clearly having a conversation with the first journalist who's spoken to him beforehand, and he basically says, oh, you're going to ask this question, even though you know it's a shit question because we've spoken already. Yeah. Drops an S-bomb straight off the back of the stream going live, which is great. But a little bit of stuff we're kind of reading between the lines of what he's saying. He was asked about the fitness of several players. We know Dejan Lovren's been back in training since Monday. I suspect he's therefore almost a shoo-in to start this game. Matip has been available, so he was on the bench against Wolves, so you know that he's likely to be involved. Milner and Shaqiri are not yet in team training, so they're not going to be considered for this game. Naby Keita, though, is the one interesting thing that's come out of this, is that he believes he will be back in training today, which on Klopp, what we know about Klopp over the years, he talked about like four sessions really before you're totally available. But I do wonder, with the situation that we've got, we've got big games to come, he wants to get players in, wouldn't surprise me to see Naby Keita on the bench at this one.
Yeah, on the bench. Personally, I can see him on the bench getting a few minutes and then maybe having a fully fit Naby Keita for Wednesday against West Ham. Obviously, as I said earlier, Ox has played a lot of football, hasn't he, recently? He didn't quite look himself yesterday, and it might be interesting to see Naby Keita in full flow against West Ham, or at least get the last 30 minutes or something, giving Henderson and Gini a proper rest, because they've not had it in a while.
And that's it. And one thing that's a knock-on effect of the Wolves game, he was asked about Minamino, because I think my understanding was, or I felt, that the Shrewsbury game was nailed on for Minamino to start and probably get a full 90 under his belt, or at least a longer stretch. However, having to come on for Sadio Mane in the Wolves game, something that we speculated about on the build-up show, which will be going out either later tonight or first thing tomorrow on the main Redman YouTube channel. But it's... Klopp references this, and he says, I don't know if it will be too intense for him to start. It might not be enough rest. He's obviously played longer yesterday than we wanted him to. And he's saying they're still working him out. Yeah. He's not been there long enough. They need to understand how he recovers, what his general fitness levels are like. It might mean that he's probably not going to play as much, or even like maybe not even start on Sunday.
Yeah, well, we spoke about Minamino on The Final Word, didn't we, over on the website. And I think, to be honest with you, that it was one of them performances where he just did everything right. And obviously Klopp said at half-time he was really feeling his calf, so he came off and had treatment at half-time. I think it's one of them games, you know, the Premier League is a very, very physical league, whether that be from tackles or whether that just be running around. And I think it may be a bit too early for him to play, especially being as Mane's now out for three games. We may need him in the league.
That's an interesting point, isn't it? Because, you know, we'll have to see. We'll know more and more about the Mane injury over the coming the next 24 hours or so, I guess, or more. And, yeah, that's a consideration. You can't afford to... I don't know what it means we have to do, but you've got to balance your squad out somewhere, and you've got to make sure that you're not running lads into the red zone for the sake of doing it. And you're right, Minamino, it's all well and good saying, well, he needs to play because he needs to get embedded in the team. But if you then, if he picks up a stupid calf injury and he's out for 2 or 3 weeks, and you couple that with a Mane injury, you're right, it could leave us a little bit short again.
I mean, you have the fact that if Minamino is injured or has picked up a calf injury or whatever, then it's either Origi who will start on the left against West Ham, or Curtis Jones. And then you have a situation, don't you? So it may be that Minamino's rested as a precaution.
Yeah, the most interesting thing, I think Klopp said, that it was something he referenced ahead of the Everton game when he was asked about what his selection was going to be. And he laughed because he said, I'm not going to tell you the team, but if you ask, are you going to get me to tell you the team by asking me about every single player? So he wasn't really drawn on Fabinho when he was asked about whether he was likely to start. But what he did reference, and I always like, I think there's always possible to kind of read into what Klopp's saying, and he talked about picking a team with fresh legs. You know, he was asked about whether there's players coming back from injury or players that have impressed against Everton. He was like, yeah, both. And I think this will be another situation where you'll get his feedback from the medical team today, and it'll be a list of who's able to put in the biggest shift. And I think this is another game where he will go with that first and foremost.
Well, that's what's been good about our youngsters this season, isn't it? It's provided us with something different, something where we've got lots of energy and the players wanting to win these sorts of games. And I think it'll be the same on Sunday, really. I think Klopp's likely to pick a team, as he says, with fresh legs, because it's what's available, and there's a lot of players at the minute that are playing like they are tired. Like Andy Robertson was one yesterday. Henderson and Gini have played a lot of football recently. Oxlade-Chamberlain, another one that looks like he could do with a bit of a rest. So this game gives us a chance to do that, and obviously with the winter break coming up soon too.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, it's still a very, very exciting game in prospect. Give us your thoughts on what you think Liverpool should do, or anything that you, if you watch the press conference, anything that you took from it that maybe we've not discussed or analysed thus far. We'll move on to the Kylian Mbappe stuff. Leave your comments alongside if you're watching the live stream, and Tom will get to them as soon as he can. This is a reporter, Kevin O'Neill, is covering this for the Liverpool Echo. It's all over the place. It comes from a French journalist, Julian Lorenz, but he crops up from time to time again. I've seen him. He's been quite popular in the last few days with a variety of comments, but he's speaking to ESPN FC, and he indicated that the Paris Saint-Germain talisman would consider an offer from Liverpool every single day of the week. He said, it's pretty simple. If Liverpool can pay the 300 million or maybe 350 million euros with the bonuses, And put that on the table, which is what PSG will ask to sign Mbappe. If Liverpool can afford that, plus give him the wages he wants, he will consider that offer every single day of the week. Because yes, Real Madrid is his dream, and one day there is a certainty that he will play at the Bernabeu for Real Madrid. But he's only 21 years of age, so there's plenty of time for him to go and play in Madrid one day. The fact is that he would also like to play in the Premier League one day too, and Liverpool is a very attractive proposition for any top player in the world right now with what they're putting together and the prospect of Jurgen Klopp. But again, if they can't put that money down on the table for an offer, there's no way that he could go there. And obviously, he'd been speaking about Liverpool earlier in the week and saying they're like a machine, you know, and talked about how good they were. I think there's zero chance that Liverpool sign
Mbappe. I'm telling you, it's happening. I saw him in the Sunderland the other day. He is definitely coming to us at the end of the season. Yeah, Julian Laurens, most popular journalist about. He knows his stuff. He knows it's happening. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's not happening. There's just no. Look, I would be astounded, and it's not even the transfer fee, but it's the transfer fee. Look, Liverpool are not going to effectively put a guy on double what our top earners on. In terms, you know, in all that, because unless they feel like they're ready to take that step, which is possible. If Liverpool want to be a super club, if they want to, you know, put themselves up in that bracket, all of, you know, being with Real Madrid and Barcelona and Bayern Munich and what has been Manchester United and obviously Juventus, then they might need to do that. But I'm not sure. As good as Mbappe is, I don't think he's that good that I don't think there's a player on earth who's worth that amount of money. I don't think Messi's worth doing that to your squad.
I see Mbappe, as you say, bringing a super club. The amount of money he bring in.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As a player,
yeah,
is unbelievable. I can understand it. I can see it happening personally, because you think, talking about whether we're ready to step up to being a super club, if we end the season having won the Club World Cup, the Super Cup, the League, the Champions League, the FA Cup, why not?
Because Liverpool haven't got £300 million to spend.
Yeah,
on
but
a
football. We got Nike, we got everything.
Look. The only way. I mean, look, Liverpool would have to sell one of the main men, which is not outside the realms. This is the thing. Barcelona. I've been talking about Barcelona being the Liverpool model Liverpool looking to ape for a long time, and not in terms of style of play or whatever. Yeah, but what Barcelona do is they go out and they buy the best of the best players to plug the gaps where they can, where they need it. So they make sure they've always got a world-class spine. And then what they do is they fill the 11 and the squad out with kids from La Masia who are good enough to play at that level, who probably play above that level when they're playing around all these world-class players. It's been slightly skewed by like Messi effectively coming through their academy. But that's what they do. So you know, that's why they would go out and spend big money on Zlatan, and they went out and, you know, they had Etos and they bought Suarez and they've bought Mascherano, all these kind of things. They have gone out and spent big. Liverpool will get to that point, and that's what we've done with Alisson and we've done with Van Dijk. We will probably have to do that when we're ready to replace one of the front three. But I don't think we would buy and continue to have that front three and buy Mbappe on top, I think Salah would have to go. And that's fine, because maybe you're looking at, you bring 150 million or something in for Salah, and then, okay, I start buying, is paying another 150 on top for Mbappe is still ludicrous. But that's the only route possible.
The whole idea of it is borderline ridiculous, but it's something that we can all dream of.
That's something we can all get into and blindly march and dance around to. Why not? But it's nice to hear it. It's something we all suspect, and we talk about it in fantasy terms.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Mbappe be interested in Liverpool?
That's the thing. I see it right now is every player in the world will want to play for this Liverpool side. They'll want to play for Jurgen Klopp. They'll want to play with all the world-class players we have. Mm-hmm. And we're in a position where we're very likely to win lots of things this season. Yeah. We've already won two trophies, big trophies. And I can't see why Mbappe wouldn't want to. And look, we look at 300 million, mm-hmm. but if he wants out and forces out of PSG, which we've seen players do with us before, then it could happen.
Yes. Did we? I haven't watched the new show yesterday. Did we do the Bobby Duncan stuff? Do we know? That apparently Fiorentina are looking to loan him out because he came. I just want to touch upon it, even if it was covered yesterday, because it's fucking hilarious. So Bobby Duncan apparently is now not wanted by Fiorentina. Look, it's not fair. He's a young lad and he's been horrendously advised. He's changed agents again, so he's not with Saif Ruby anymore. But apparently Fiorentina basically comments on the lines. So I wanted to do a direct quote here. In his head, he wanted to play immediately with Fiorentina because he's gone straight in. We're seeing what to do with him because playing in the ready-to-go first team is not easy. So basically, he's gone to Fiorentina and been told everything that he was being told at Liverpool. Shame. Make sure you get onto the redmentv.com and sign up. Before we go, we've got some of your comments, Tom.
Yeah, you asked for some stuff about the Shrewsbury game. Everyone just wanted to talk about that they want to sign Traore. So Stronger Civilian says, Traore is a beast. I haven't seen Robertson play that badly. But then Morbid Angel says, there is far better player, both technically and pace-wise.
Is there though?
I'm just sorry.
Pace-wise, no. You're not in terms of what he's got in terms of physical strength and pace. There's not many lads who are likely to be in the sub £100 million bracket, with also a bit of the Premier League experience and acclimatised and all that kind of stuff. He's got to go for him. I agree. I think he's still probably a bit too raw for what Liverpool are looking for. But he's still got half a season left with Wolves. You know, you could leave him there another year if this is his breakout season, or the shoots of breaking out have happened this season. If he can put it down again next year, you might find that he probably wants to do another year at Wolves, to be honest. You know, he's only really just starting to hit his stride. I think let him stay for Wolves another year. You're always going to be able to entice players like that away from clubs like that.
Well, I said the same to you this morning, didn't I, about signing him, and it's purely because I don't want to see him play against us again. He is that good of a player. And
yeah,
we've
got a chance to nip like the Eden Hazard style thing in the bud there, haven't we? Yeah, just cut it off before it comes to it. Yeah, that's the flower.
He's a very, very good player, but it's like you say, it's probably not the best timing now. He needs another season in him, and he'd probably get into most Premier League sides. We're one that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at him, and if he wants to go bigger than Wolves, bearing in mind that sounds ridiculous because where Wolves are at in the Premier League at the minute, then he probably has offers from many other places.
Yeah, absolutely. Go on, Tom, give us another one.
Yeah.
Sutton
on Mbappe. Daniel Jones says, if we signed Mbappe, we would sell millions of shirts. But then Mr. Jinx says, I'm not bothered about selling shirts. I'm bothered about, will he fit into the team and do we need him?
Now, the shirts thing's fascinating because everyone says this. Now, when Pogba signed back for Man United, everyone goes, oh, look at the shirts. It's a completely false argument because football clubs don't generate revenue from shirt sales. They never do, because you license your shirts to the manufacturer and they make the money off the shirt sale. So it doesn't matter. It genuinely doesn't matter. It's a drop in the ocean. This notion that a player can pay for themselves in shirt sales. However, Liverpool's deal with Nike apparently includes that 20% of sales fee, which means that all of a sudden there is a value to signing someone who will sell shirts.
And the idea was as well that they want to bring superstars to the club, and Kylian Mbappe, Nike, that kind of superstar, isn't he? And it's one of them where that's what's pushing that rumour even more.
Yeah, listen, if Nike want to fund him, let them knock themselves out. That'd be great. Seeing him there with his Dior Air Jordans, and Nike want to swing him our way so we can go, look, we're unveiling our new Mbappe, just in Mbappe. Yeah, Peter Moore doing an unboxing, an Mbappe unboxing video. I'd be made up with that. Go on, Tom, give us one more.
Elijah's with a green super chat says, is wanting Sancho over Mbappe an unpopular opinion? I feel Sancho would fit into our side better, as well as being more financially reasonable.
I like Sancho. I think Sancho's more realistic, but if you're gonna go big, Sancho's still a bit younger, and Mbappe's just the heir apparent to the greatest player on the planet throne. He just is. That's his trajectory. I'm not sure Sancho is necessarily going to be that. He could go on to be in the clutch of the best players, but Mbappe's a goal machine.
He's English as well, so the amount of pressure heaped on him is going to make him fall at some point. Yeah. And the better he gets because he's English, the more he's got to fall down to. And that's the harsh reality of being an English player in this modern day.
Look, he's plenty of time. I think to be perfectly honest, they're both too expensive for what they are. They just are. And there's a few players who've done this to themselves. De Ligt's done this at Juventus as well. When if you move too soon, like Sancho's okay because Dortmund are still a stepping stone club, aren't they? But because the English tax effectively, you know, adding 50 million to his price tag because he's English is going to be an issue. These lads get too much too soon. And then they limit the pool in which they can be bought by. So, you know, like that's why Real Madrid are one of the only clubs who are likely to ever going to be able to take Mbappe. They're a step above PSG, but they don't mind paying ridiculous fees.
I think Sanchez City written all over it as well.
And he's got the connection, but it's whether he's been burned by the City connection. Because there's a reason he ends up in the Bundesliga, isn't there? It's going to be the promise of what you're going to get. From a footballing sense, that's what it's going to boil down to. I don't think Liverpool will ever be able to compete at the right at the top level because it's not sustainable. They're not like banked by the governments of the country they reside in, or another foreign government, or a major, you know, oligarch or whatever. So Liverpool will need to be self-sustaining. Liverpool will never buy a player, I don't think, with limited exceptions to this, by the way, there's always exceptions, that you can't reasonably get a return on investment on if you have to move them on. You know, if you buy Mbappe for 300 million and you pay him 500 grand a week, well, that's it. Where'd you go from there? I don't think
loads of trophies.
Well, you take your trophies, but it's always there's a spreadsheet or there's a graph and there's a crossover point of what it's worth spending for what you get in return and whether he fits into that. We'll never know. Anyway, that is that. The Mbappe, Sancho, Adama Traore, the debate can continue in the comments. Let us know your thoughts on all of those. And if you want to continue the chat, do head over to theredmentv.com. We do the Reds Transfer Roundup show every week. That went out on Tuesday this week, talking about all things happening around the transfer window and throughout the season, all the things that are happening off the pitch at the Mighty Reds. Make sure you get over there, subscribe, check it all out, and we'll see you there. Ta-da.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.